and Mr. Shear shouted, "Whoa, whoa, whoa," and Father shouted, "I cooked his meals, I cleaned his clothes, I looked after him every weekend, I looked after him when he was ill." Page 197. "I took him to the doctor. I worried myself sick every time he wandered off somewhere at night. I went to school every time he got into a fight. And you, what? You wrote him some fucking letters." And Mother shouted, "So you thought it was okay to tell him his mother was dead?" And Mr. Shear shouted, "Now is not the time." And Father shouted, "You butt out, or I'll..." And Mother shouted, "Ed, for God's sake." And Father said, "I'm going to see him. And if you try to stop me..." And then Father came into my room, but I was holding my Swiss Army knife with the saw blade out in case he grabbed me. And Mother came into the room as well, and she said, "It's okay, Christopher. I won't let him do anything. You're all right." And Father bent down on his knees near the bed, and he said, "Christopher?" But I didn't say anything. And he said, "Christopher, I'm really, really sorry about everything, about Wellington, about the letters, about making you run away. I never meant... I promise I will never do anything like that again. Hey, come on, kiddo." And then he held up his right hand and spread his fingers out in a fan so that I could touch his fingers. But I didn't, because I was frightened. And Father said, "Shit, Christopher, please." And there were tears dripping off his face. And no one said anything for a while. And then Mother said, "I think you should go now." But she was talking to Father, not me.